Blog Talk Radio.
Let yourself go.
Hello, hello. Kiki, say something if you can hear me. My engineer, say something. Kiki, if you can hear me, say something. If somebody can hear me, would somebody text me and say they can hear me loud and clear, please?
I can hear you.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Kiki. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all been with me. My niece is with me again. We're attempting to run this show, and we're going to try to bring y'all the best we can bring y'all and the best we can do and all that good stuff. And we ain't going to let nothing stop us. Not thunderstorms, fatalities, nothing can stop us with the love of God. There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Grudge Inc., Mississippi Joe Talk Show. Once again, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Glad to have everybody. We got a real short show today. We're going to run it about an hour, and we're going to get out of here. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and do what I do. So we're going to, right now, this time, I'd like everyone to join me with a moment of silence for giving God the praise and the honor. So right now, this time, a moment of silence, please. Okay, Lord, we thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you are about to do. We love you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? We got upcoming events. As everybody know, or everybody don't know, Lil Tony canceled his show in Martin, Michigan due to rain. Also, for those of you who are in the Louisiana area or Mississippi or wherever, Texas, wherever, Hot Boy Ronald has moved his show at no problem to Sunday. Rain has gotten him to. He's moved the show to Sunday, so it's still going down. It's just going down on a different day, which will be Sunday. All right. I'd like to say hello to everyone. And other upcoming events, we got Cold Killer. Cold Killer. One of the most talked about and feared grudge racers that's in the game today at this present time. The name Cold Killer goes with what he has been doing in the grudge world and in grudge land. He has been annihilating people. And I'm not talking about no play pretties. I'm talking about all the racers that he has raced has been top shelf, the who's who's in the game. And the thing about it is that he's not stopping. And he's bringing more action and more action as the days and nights and the years and months go by. So we'd like to applaud him, because anybody who's giving action, it's a plus for the game. Cold Killer got a show October the 19th and 20th. A lot of lockups. And then a lot of them doing it the old-fashioned way. They just going to show up and get down. So if you're anywhere, you need to be October the 19th and 20th at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoo. A two-day event. Cold Killer's locked in. And he told me personally that he just gonna naturally show his black, you know what, black, you know, booty that day. Well, I'm gonna tell you how he told me. He told me he gonna show his natural born black ass that day. Anybody getting his way gonna get ran the F over. It's Cold Killer, ladies and gentlemen. I can't say, I can't dispute him, because everything he said that he's gonna do, he has done it. So it remains to be seen if he don't do what he says he's going to do. October the 19th and 20th, Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoom, is going down, the Cold Killer Grudge Fest. $5,000, show up anything on 29s and get that $5,000. No Willy Bars. You can come in there with a pro mod on 29s. As long as you ain't got Willy Bars, you can run for that $5,000. Only requirements it has, it has to be a 29-10-5W. No Willy Bars. Those are the only steps. So come on in there and get you some. $5,000 to take home if you can pull it off and get around Cold Killer. Well, it's a good question because Cold Killer hadn't said if he was going to enter the shootout or not, so that remains to be seen. We will find out today, though, for you. There's been a lot of talk about Cold Killer, and it's a lot of talk around Cold Killer, and I'm going to bring some of that back to our attention today with a special guest I have. I'm not going to tell you who he is till we get ready to talk about this, but I have a special guest that's going to be live with me on the show tonight, and I really appreciate him coming on and taking a little time out of his evening, because he could have been doing anything in the world, but he decided to come on and talk with this little country boy, and I appreciate it. And make me feel special, like make me feel a little big-headed, because this gentleman I got here, his schedule is busy. But anyway, that's Cold Killer Grudge Fest, October 19th and 20th. We got the Arkansas Boys, D&D Racing. Check them out. I can't think of the name of the track. The Arkansas Boys, D&D Racing. If you ain't doing nothing, check them out. They got Tony Boss behind. They got Whitney. They got a star-studded event going on. Also, you got the Trick or Treat Race, which is October the 26th, 27th, 25th, 26th. I know it's that Saturday. I don't know if we and the Trick 901 Bad Boys going to have a test and tune or what. I don't know. Tune in to BET Show and Willie Dog Show and for further details. Also, we got Mike Hill, November 2nd, South Carolina, where he got Cold Killer Lethal Weapon locked up. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. Mike always does great shows, great events. I mean, nobody can dispute that. If you are in the area, check him out. It's going to be some good racing going on up in South Carolina at the House of Hook also. All right, y'all. I'm going to get my special guest on. I think we as fans and racers, we get things mixed up sometimes. I know I do. But this gentleman who I'm getting on the phone is only one way to describe this man, and that's spectacular. I mean, what else would you call or say about a man who knows what you're thinking when you're thinking? Who knows what you know before you said it? And there's only one name that describes that man. And I'm going to let y'all know, ladies and gentlemen, I got the Godfather on the show with me tonight. But before he say anything, and before he do anything, I would like to beg his pardon and debate with him tonight on a couple issues and a couple things that I've been hearing him say that I don't agree with. But first and foremost, I want to make sure that I fully understand what he's saying, because it may not be no disagreement. But before I go into a debate with him, I would like to ask him one thing. Godfather, are you there?
My mic closed.
Now, your mic wide open, Godfather. I hear you.
What's up? How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, man. Glad to have you, Godfather. Before we get on in this debate, Godfather, I'd like to ask you one question. I'd like to ask that you don't bring the wrath of the Godfather down on me or violate me for debating with you. This is only a debate like two gentlemen. This is nothing to be uproared about or angry about. This is just simply a debate and a matter of opinions.
Okay, well, it's no problem, Joe. I mean, you know, I appreciate you getting me on there because, like I said, that's the best way to do it. If somebody says something you don't like or you don't understand or you don't agree with, ain't nothing wrong with going to them man to man, face to face. And I appreciate you getting me on there. How you doing, Miss Kiki?
Kiki, you hear the Godfather speaking to you? Say hello.
She might be in the private room with Lady A. All right, Joe, it's no problem, man. I'm hitting whatever, man. Whether I like it or don't like it, we're going to do it like men, I hope.
Right, right. And I'm not going to let nobody turn this into something that it's not. It's just simply a debate. Me and you are going to do this like gentlemen. There's no ill feelings or no hard feelings or et cetera, et cetera. But Godfather, my topic tonight is we as racers and fans need to distinguish Grudge Racer of the Year between Most Feared Racer of the Year.
Okay, now
with that being said, I've been hearing you, Godfather, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. I've heard you, and I've been paying great attention about Cold Killer.
Okay.
I think I heard you on Wild Man Show the other day. Me and you both were on there, and you were saying that Cold Killer is in the running for Grudge Racer of the Year.
Yes, I did say that, yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure before I went on and know I was on the right page. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. Okay. Don't get me wrong. Cold Killer is all that and a bag of chips when it comes to the Grudge game. But my opinion, I hope nobody don't take this wrong way.
Okay, well, Joe, don't answer your question. Just answer it, and then let us discuss it. It might just come out. You ain't got to defend yourself before you say what you're going to say.
Okay, right. Okay, well, Cold Killer's doing his thing, but I think the Grudge World and you, Godfather's, getting this mixed up. The Grudge Race of the Year between getting mixed up between the Most Feared Race of the Year. And the reason why I say that is because I looked at, as you know, I'm not sucking Boss Nine Wee Wee because I'm not a favorite fan of bosses when it comes to a lot of things, and you know that, Godfather, but...
Well, Joe, you're doing the same thing I just asked you not to. Just let's have the discussion. You defending your answer before you even say what it is.
Yeah, I am. I am, Godfather, and I'm going to get on the straight and narrow. But I was looking at Boss Buying's schedule.
Yeah.
For this month.
Okay.
Now, he's supposed to be in Dorchester Sunday, and this is the Creek Don't Rise. If the creek don't rise, this is where this man's supposed to be. Just in the month of October, ladies and gentlemen. Dorchester Sunday. I don't know where he's supposed to be at tomorrow. Okay, then the next week he's supposed to be in Arkansas. If the creek don't rise. Okay, and then the week after that.
Joe, let me stop you. Are we debating something? Are you just trying to tell me why you think... Why you don't get my answer first before you start telling me how great and what all Tony doing? What this got to do with Tony? Is it something you ain't talking about what we debating about?
Okay, what I'm telling you is that ain't nobody in the running with Boss Bynes for Grudge Race of the Year. It's no comparison.
Okay, all right. Well, won't you answer? Let me tell you let me give you my answer then.
Okay, go ahead. I was just gonna tell you why. I was just showing an example why he is the Grudge Racer of the Year. That's all I was doing. But go ahead.
Well, then you just like most people already gave him the Grudge Racer of the Year. You got to understand what I said. Being in the running don't mean you're going to win. You always got to have somebody that's in the running with him. Don't necessarily mean they're going to win, Joe. All I did is say that Cold Killer was in the running for Grudge Racer of the Year. So is Whitten the 901 Bad Boys. So is the Arkansas Boys. I mean, you got a lot of people that's in the running for Grudge Racer of the Year. Now, just said they're going to win. I didn't say they was going to win. I just said they was in the running. If you go by activity and how much they travel and all that, nobody will ever beat Tony for Grudge Race of the Year if that's what you base your criteria on. Now, to caveat that, meaning to put something on that, I have no problem with saying Tony is the Grudge Raiser of the Year right now. I have no problem with that. But what I've just said, and it's just me, and I'm not a voting member because nobody asked me to vote on it or nothing, but if my voice is heard, like you just said, I would say this here. What if you restricted Tony to one car like everybody else? If he only had one car, maybe two cars, and then would he do all this here? But right now, on what you were just saying, and we don't even have to go through that because everybody know everything you were saying is right. If you go with by that, Tony, it's hands down. Ain't nobody going to never beat him.
Godfather, hey, I don't even have to say nothing. Now you done just nipped everything in the bud.
Well, yes, because Joe, what you was doing was trying to justify why Tony should be it. And I mean, can't nobody really argue about that, Joe. There's no argument about that. Everybody know nobody. Nobody. Shit, the NHRA don't even travel much as Tony do.
Okay, so I understand you now. See, I didn't understand it. That he in the running, that's what you were saying about Cold Killer. And we and all of them. They just
Didn't say they was gonna win, but now see Tony himself said he don't wanna keep getting it because if he keep his program up the way he's going, we need to maybe just get another category for Tony because shit, ain't no comparison to Tony for Grudge Race of the Year if that's what we're basing on what we've been basing on because ain't nobody out there doing it like Tony. And nobody never in the history of Grudge Racing has been doing it like Tony. Nobody.
Okay, so I'm about to say it was a misunderstanding on my part. I'm not too big to say that. It was a misunderstanding on my part. I took it the wrong way.
No, Joe, before I keep cutting you off because what you're saying is you did it, but you did the right thing, Joe. You went and got an understanding. See, that's what's wrong with a lot of people. They take stuff and don't understand it, and they just go one way with it, and they don't ask no questions. You did the grown man thing. You came back and got clarification of what was going on. Because, like I said, Joe, it's 10 or 15 people out there in the running for Grudge Race of the Year, but will they win is a different story.
Hey, I agree with you, Godfather. That's why you are the Godfather. And I learned a lot from you, and I thank you for everything that you has taught me, and I thank you for the time that you have shared talking with me and talking for me and talking against me when I need it, you know, because
well, see, Joe, to be honest with you, that comes from because I took you as my friend. Once I take somebody as my friend, I do whatever I can for them. Or however I can for them. I tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Right.
Not saying I'm wrong. Not saying I'm right or wrong when I be telling you this, Joe. But I'm gonna tell you what I feel about it, and then you can debate because you know way back before we doggone and kind of split the seal a little bit, you know we used to stay on the damn phone 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, damn near every day.
Ain't no doubt. Well, Godfather, with what you just said, you just nipped it in the bud that all of them are in the running. And I understand that. And I totally agree with you. Let me make sure.
And Joe, you know what? You just made me think of something. The way it's going, we should have another category for Tony because, I mean, who can't nobody out there compare to Tony? Even with them, and they travel with 2 or 3 cars, they can't compare with Tony.
They cannot touch him. Nobody.
They can't compare
right?
with Tony, so I mean, you know, we need to just have another category there. But now, when you said most feared, you don't even put Cold Killer in the most feared category too, Joe, when you say that. Because most feared means he can't get no races. He getting races. He just the baddest bitch out there right now, if you want to say it like that. Excuse me for saying it like that, but let me talk about the golfer. He just the baddest joker out there right now. I mean, you know, he ain't the most feared because he getting races. The most feared means he can't get no races.
Okay. Now, I agree with that, but, and you know what, kills everything that you said before, but I got to say this. A lot of them just coming, but they don't really want to come. But I'm glad they're coming as a fan now. Don't get me wrong. They fear them, but they got to play the role, Godfather.
Well, no, you can't say that, Joe. You can't say that. You got, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 elite. What I mean by elite, we got 4 or 5 jokers out there that on any given day, they can knock off a Cold Killer, a Real Tree, a Little Rick, or 901 Bad Boys. You got about 5 elite people out there. And no, they coming to try to win. They just ain't did it yet. They just ain't did it yet.
I'm going to disagree with you again.
Talk to me then, baby.
I got to give props. I've been watching Cold Killer, and you know I studied my opponent. I've been watching Cold Killer and the crew, and they on top of their game. I don't think, you know, any given day, these guys out here could knock them off.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, Joe. Let me give you some knowledge to go with your decision.
Okay.
to go with your decision. Yes, they can,
okay.
Because I'm gonna say this in now. I don't know nobody's time specific. Well, I do know somebody's time, but in this discussion, you can look at these cars. On all of Cold Killer's victories, and all, okay, look at Cold Killer victories, look at Witt's victories, look at Realtree victories, look at Little Rick victories, look at a couple more people victories. They done been in certain instances, when they whoop somebody, they done went faster than Cold Killer went in his victories. They just ain't went that fast against Cold Killer.
Okay, well, I can't speak on that because I don't know, but...
But what I'm trying to say, I'm going by knowledge of me knowing racing, not killing nobody
mm-hmm.
times, not knowing nobody times. See, that was the problem with Big Low and the Gangster Buddha that I tried to explain to you 100 times that you never got. It wasn't that Low was stupid or nothing. Low know the time he done seen on his car. He never could do that besides you. So as long as he couldn't do it, he was going to keep on coming back, getting his head bashed in. Now, once he had ran his time besides you and you beat the shit out of him, well, then Low would have stopped running y'all. But until Low did that, he wasn't going to stop. And now that's the sign of a doggone real racer. They're just like me. If I go out there and a joker beat my ass, Joe, and something happened to my car, and I didn't run the best I could run, well, I want to try that joker again. That's what Whit and him doing. Y'all said Whit's a damn fool. Whit ain't no fool. Whit know what his car capable of running. He just ain't did it beside Gold Killer yet. Talk to me, Joe.
Well, I agree with you, Godfather.
I don't want you to agree with me because we got a good discussion going. And the question you asked right there, I bet you right now, if anybody listening to us, and I know they is, you can go to the phones and they can understand where we're coming from. And the good thing about it, Joe, you ain't doing nothing wrong. You just telling your side what you think. Now you see another side. Then you put them in the middle, and then you come up with your right answer. In other words, what I'm saying is now that when you come up with your answer, Joe, you got more knowledge and more information to come up with a better answer.
Well, I'm going to say this about Cokie. You know we're watching him because he's our opponent, and we're going to have to get in the ring with him whether we like it or not. We're going to have to get in the ring with him, and if the creek don't rise, we're going to get in the ring with him. And so my thing is that crew really got their stuff together. You know, I mean, they really do now. You just got to...
Well, see, Joe, you just answered the question you asked me. That's what's been going on right now. Every time they get in the ring, they got their shit together being the other team. You just answered
right.
your own question.
That's right. I mean, I agree. I mean, and what I'm saying, Godfather... Everybody that Killer has ran, he's been way more consistent than them.
See, right now we might be hurting Cold Killer by telling this in. Cold Killer still ain't ran his best run either. That's what you got to realize. Cold Killer was smart enough to know just to make it down the goddamn track, yo. If you make the goddoggone trip, anybody that can make the trip, just listen to what I'm saying. Anybody that can make the trip. Gonna win 70% of their races anyway just by making the trip. Cold Killing them just got their program so good, and they got a damn good team, one of the best teams in racing right now. I don't care what nobody says. They making the trip, and they racing the racetrack. They putting down what they can on that racetrack, Joe, and it's hard to beat anybody that can put down what they can put down on that racetrack. Then you got, damn it, Chris Tootin as the driver, and he ain't no slouch there. You might beat him on the tree, but you ain't gonna get enough to doggone to make a difference on the end. So what you got that? You got Tyke Man doing the doggone PR work and the hype work and everything. They got a hell of a team. You got Jerry Boatwright that everybody don't know who he is. Little fat white guy to be out there. You think he just a big dummy filming that shit? They probably do just like the NFL, Joe. They probably get them films and go back and look at that. You get Chris Tootin something to study. You got a problem with him. You gonna have a problem with him. So all that you don't see and all that you don't see and people just round the car bullshitting. They got a hell of a team, Joe. They got a hell of a team. It's going to be hard to beat them. And the only somebody that I see that might beat them, and I ain't going to even say y'all because I ain't seen y'all do shit yet, would be Lethal Weapon and or Little Rick. I'm going to say that because they both 1-1. I'm going to just put them there in the same boat. Little Rick or Lethal Weapon is going to be the only somebody I see right now that might whoop them. And then right now, Little Rick and Lethal Weapon got to get their shit together. If they get Stevie Jackson and Fia back together, that's going to be something to see right there. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be real good, and it's gonna 2014 gonna be an exciting year if the creek don't rise.
and we live. It's already been a good year, 2013. Whether if good Lord, I hope he let me live to 2014. But if I was to die tonight, it's been a good year in racing.
Yo, you said you're right about that. Now I'm gonna say something because I know people are gonna be saying, well, Joe them talking about they're gonna do this again. You're right. To be honest with y'all, if you had the old team you had before the Gangster Boo got wrecked, if you had the old team that you had, right now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be dead honest with you. I'm going to say the team, I'm going to say Lil Mo, Tony Bynes, and whoever you had else riding with them. I'm going to say this right now, Joe, today, and I believe this in my heart, not because I need to suck on nobody's whatever. I still believe today, if you had that crew together, with Tony Bynes driving good and Mo tuning good, that y'all would beat Cold Killer right now.
Boy, that's a hell of a statement, Godfather.
I'm saying it from knowledge. I'm saying it from knowledge. With me driving the car, with the time I drove the car and know the capabilities of that car and know what it still had left in it, I tell you, if Lil Mo stayed on that car as the tuner and Tony Bynes stayed on that as the driver, and he had got good at it, he had got comfortable with it, right now, they would beat the shit out of not beat the shit out of them, but they would whoop Cold Killer. That's my prediction right now.
Okay. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, from the Godfather. Godfather, we got hands up. I know that, and they probably have questions for me and you. Some mostly probably directing towards you, and
I'm gonna do whatever you need me to do, Joe. I'll be quiet and I'll answer only when you want me to come in.
Well, if they got a question directed to you, Godfather, I would like you to answer it, please, sir.
I'm at your beck and call tonight. I'm your special guest, the Godfather.
Okay. And I appreciate it, Godfather. And I appreciate it. Kiki, open some mics up, baby.
Caller 773-3490, your mic is open.
Hello. Kiki, I need you to talk up a little bit for me, baby.
She sounded good, Joe. She was sounding
caller.
Good. You might not hear it as good on your phone. She was sounding good.
Okay.
Caller 773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hello. Okay, go close it and go on to the next, Kiki. When they don't say nothing, just move on to the next. Close them up and go to the next.
Caller 219-2285. Your mic is open.
Hello.
What's happening, Grudge World?
Leaky Leon.
What's happening? What's going on?
What's going on, Leaky? You got the one button. You hit that one button. We want to know what's on your mind.
You know that's right. Hey, I got a question for Dog. He said Lethal Weapons. He said Lethal Weapons and Brick. But y'all left Dunye out of there.
No. I didn't leave Dunye out.
Show me
your
Godfather.
He's talking to me now.
Godfather, Alan, though. I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah. Hey,
right.
I didn't leave Dunye out. Dunye is right up there, too. I just didn't leave. I left him out on purpose just to see if anybody paying attention. See, if you put everybody in there, you don't leave no room for nobody to come in like you did to say that. Dunye in there, too, though. But I got to say it like this, Henry. I didn't put him in there. He already done slapped Dunye.
Yeah, but I done seen a lot of races. But Dunye was the closest race, made a race. Everybody else didn't make no race.
That's true. Leaky Leon, you are totally right. But, okay, if you want me to go back and say something about that right now, well, Dunye done gave him the hardest fight he done had so far.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Now, that's true, yeah.
Because Dunye, that's one thing about Dunye, he got a hell of a program, too. I didn't want to just talk about everybody. Dunye got a hell of a program, too, and he gave Cold Killer the hardest fight he done had so far. And Dunye is always going to be in the game because Dunye is a racer. He don't mind racing, and he's a good fella. He don't start no trouble, and that makes him extra special, too, Leaky.
Right. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I don't like leaving him out because, hey, right now, to me, my opinion, from what I see, until I see something different, that's the closest contender Lethal Weapon and Rick them, they gonna have to come on and show up and show out.
Well, like I said, I said until you're right, but see, this is upcoming. We'd already done seen the fight between him and Dunye. We wasn't leaving him out. You can't leave him out. I did it on purpose, though, because that race already didn't win. Really, what I was doing was, when we talk about these shows, we want to really promote what's coming up in the future. What's done already happened is already done happened. We can just say that just to add it on. But Dunye already had his shot, and Dunye will be down here on the 19th. You never know. Dunye might come in down here on the 19th and slap the shit out of everybody down here.
You're right, Godfather, you know what to say and when to say and how to say it. That's why you got that saying, Godfather, where I used to mess up at. I always used to watch you. But you taught me some, Godfather, when you told me, don't watch me.
Watch the moves I make.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you one more thing, too, now. See, they ain't hired me to promote this October the 19th show yet, officially. But I've been promoting that October the 19th show. I'm like everybody else. I need a check.
Well, I got a question for Leaky Leon, and I'm finna put him on the spot in front of the Grudge World. It's been a lot, and Godfather, I want you, when Leaky Leon answer this, I want you to answer, then jump in and speak your opinion too. Leaky Leon, it's been rumors in the Grudge World that when Dunye and Cole kill a race, that Dunye would have beat him if he would have had his tuna there.
What do you think?
I want you to answer that. Do you think Dunye can whoop Cole Killer if he got his tuna there? Yes or no? That's all I want to hear.
I told Dunye, I said, Dunye, that race I seen, and I was at mid-track. I said, you need your tuna there to whoop him. Without your tuna, you're not going to whoop him. So whenever you get back in the rank with him, you got to have Scott in the house. Without Scott, you can't whoop him.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think he can whoop Cold Killer with his tuna there? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
There you have it, Godfather. Cold
All
killer.
Right, the Godfather finna put the Godfather twist on there. Bullshit. That's what you just said, Joe, and they ain't paying attention. You got to have a complete package. Cold Killer got a complete package. He laid down a goddamn pass, and I'm going to show y'all if y'all watch that race. You ain't never seen them flames come out that goddamn early in the run. They know what the track will take. They know what to put in that sumbitch, and they put in there enough to tear his ass out this socket. So if his tuna had been there, it would just been maybe a little bit closer. But Cold Killer still would have kicked his ass.
Hey, with Godfather.
Yes, sir.
He already said he coming back in the ring this year, not next year.
This year.
Now, what's going to happen at? I don't know. But it's going to happen real soon.
I keep telling y'all, and y'all don't want to listen. And I told Joe, he's a hard-headed fucker, too. He's a hard-headed, your tuna. When you got these cars on these little tires with these big-ass motherfucking motors, with these little-ass, with these light-ass cars and all this here, you better have you a hell of a tuna. And he better be there and knowing what the hell he doing. Now, Joe, I'm going to ask you a question. You done seen the video between Dunye and Cold Killer, have you not, Joe?
Yes, I have, Godfather.
Tell me the truth. You ever seen them flames come out that damn quick?
No, I haven't, Godfather. And what I like about Cold Killer operation and his whole crew is that when it comes to trial and error and just trying something, Chris Tune only going to do it on the shakedown pass. He going to find out what the track will take and what it won't take. But when he going to go back and read and adjust. And when he come back for race time, he going to have just what that track will take.
I'm going to say one thing now. When Cole Killer them get their ass whooped, they going to get a lot of misery. The first thing they going to holler, Chris Tune don't know what the hell he's doing. He can't drive. They should have did this here. That's a bunch of bullshit. Them boys been making some hell of a goddamn calls ever since they've been running that car this year. Now, they going to get their ass whooped now. They going to get whooped. But when they do get whooped, hey, man, don't nobody pull the dog them because, goddamn it, they done made a hell of a lot of good calls. The people that in NHRA get paid millions of dollars to make the same calls, and they don't make it down the goddamn track 50% of the goddamn time.
Godfather, well spoken and well said. And I agree with you 150%, Godfather. Go ahead, Leaky.
Yeah, he right about that now. He right about that. But I'm going to say this. I look at Cold Killer crew. I look at Dunye crew. They crew damn near about the same. You know, they don't. They work together. Can't nobody answer and tell them nothing. They going to listen to their own man. and that's how that's going to go. Dog said some good stuff, but I tell you what, I'd like to see him get in the rank again. They got to get in the rank again. I don't know when, but it's going to be real soon. It's going to be at somebody's race.
It and might be October the 19th.
I'm going to be there.
All right, Joe, now, let's see if we get some more people in there since you got a shout show tonight. We want to try to get as many people we can just in case they want to ask us some more questions, Joe.
And you're right about that, Godfather. Leaky Leon, I'm going to ask you that you mute your phone and you can jump in when you would like, but I'm going to ask you to please have respect for the show and no noise. I don't know why I'm saying this because I know it's going to be some damn noise, but I'm going to try it anyway tonight.
I'm on
Kiki, baby. Next caller, Kiki.
Caller 773-7115, your mic is open.
Good evening now, Joe. And with a dog, what's happening?
Chicago Kid, what's going down?
Hey, just the Godfather. The dog ain't on here tonight, just the Godfather.
Oh, the Godfather. They done scared the doggy away, huh?
Yes, sir. Kid, what's on your mind, baby? You got the float.
Hey, I'm just sitting back and listening to you. I just come in and I was hearing Leon talking in Canada. Y'all was speaking on the Cold Killer and Donnie. Oh, I didn't get a chance to see the race. But
right.
Cold Killer, Chris Tootin been around quite a long time. He strictly know what he's doing.
Okay.
And he's a hell of a driver, so you can go from there.
So you saying the same thing that we're saying. Whoever whooped them going to have to have their stuff together, huh?
They definitely going to have their stuff together.
Hey, kid. Chris Tootin and Cold Killer is just like the old Gangsta Boo and Tony Bynes. That's what they is.
Right.
They still got
right.
They still ain't put all the shit to it. That's why I say
exactly.
If I could go back in time, I just want to go. I would want to go back in time and see the old Gangsta Boo and Cold Killer run today. I wish I could go.
Right.
I wish I could go back in time and make that happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I damn sure would like to see it. But like I said, it's gonna be a hell of a good race. It's gonna be a hell of a good race, and basically what I'm thinking is, it might be a driver's race.
It
might
be
a driver's race.
For the simple fact that I know what the Gangsta Boo used to just know, you know, just take it straight off the trailer and go down any track in America.
Right. Yep.
And lay down a number straight off the trailer. Am I lying, Godfather?
Mm-hmm. You ain't saying nothing wrong, Joe, but let me talk about that. You don't supposed to talk about it. The Godfather supposed to talk about it.
Yes, sir. That is. But, kid, I'm going to ask that you just mute your phone, and we're going to get the rest of these callers on, man.
Get them on, Joe. Get them on.
Okay, next caller, Kiki.
Next caller, 501-0913. Your mic is open.
You said 501, Kiki?
Yeah, 501-0193. Your mic open. Go ahead. That means he ain't paying attention, Joe.
Next caller, Kiki.
Mm. 773-3493. Your mic is open.
Hey, I'm going to Godfather Joe. And I really was going to put a kid on. I hope you guys can hear some of that voice. I want to ask you a quick question.
I can't hear you. Hold on, Bo. I can't hear you good. Where you at, Cat? You got me on speaker or something?
Hey,
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm in the regular ass truck at work, man. But, hope you guys say I'm saying. I'm gonna ask Godfather real quick. Godfather, you said that was a, you said it wasn't even close, but Johnny ran Cold Killer. I watched the race on three different occasions. I watched it. One was on a phone video, and twice on YouTube. If you look at it on YouTube, it looks like he ran away from it. If you look at it on the phone, it looks close. My question to you is that, who's to say that Johnny gave or his car gave him everything he gave?
I never said he gave him everything he had, but my point I'm trying to make is, what I'm trying to tell you is, Cold Killer them doggone it, they put more into that card then because they know they had a harder race. And that you, if you look at it on anyway, if you look at it on YouTube or however you're looking at it, the camera angle can always fool you. You got to know how to, you got to know how to look at it. See, a lot of people don't know how to view YouTube videos. It looked like that doggone killer was killing. What I'm trying to tell you, that was a good close race. But what you got to do, if you studied Cold Killer, you've seen them flames come out quicker. So if you know them flames come out quicker, that means he was kicking it in the ass quicker than he'd been kicking it in the ass because he know he had to get the hell on down the track.
Well, that makes sense. I've been driving for 4 years, so I'm not a new jack killer. I'm kind of like a seasoned vet. Before I ask you the question, who's to say that Johnny Yates gave it all he had? What's going to be saying when someone like Johnny Yates kicked Cold Killer back?
Okay, because now I answered that in an earlier question. I don't know if you was listening. And ain't no question, it's no question a dumb question. And that's why I'm glad Joe having this show like this. It's no question a dumb question. But Cold Killer is going to lose. But if you've been racing 20 years, you should know any car you got that you race. If you're a racer for 20 years. Let me finish my answer.
I didn't say he wasn't
going to
lose. I said, what's going to be said when that game would be better next time?
Well, if Dunier whoop his ass, we don't know what they're going to say. But what I'm trying to say is when you said Dunier might have had some more in his car, ain't no car they're racing in the caliber cars they're racing is going to get all that power. See, just like I'm out to say this here just to show you what I mean. When Mississippi Joe them had the gangster boot, Joe them talking about, oh, man, we going to get us another motor. I said, Joe, what the hell you going to go spend some damn money to get another damn motor when you ain't using half of the motor you got now? So what I'm trying to say is, let me finish, brother. If Dunier got more in his car, you think doggone Cold Killer ain't got more in his car also?
That's why I asked that question. Who's to say what's going to be said if Dunier whoop his ass in that trial?
Okay, I'll let Joe answer that then. You keep asking me the same thing. We said if he whoop his ass.
I'm not asking you. What I'm saying is that I honestly believe that there's more in both cars. Because you made a statement earlier, you said Scott had a friend there, he's just sitting there with ass whooping.
Okay, I'm going to say it like I said. Whoever tuned it better that day is going to win that race. Whoever tuned it better that day is going to win that race.
That's all I want to hear right there, because I just answered my question.
Yes, sir. Whoever tuned it better that day is going to win that race.
That's what I hear. I wish I was going on this, guys.
All right. Appreciate your question, brother, and appreciate you calling in, man. Joe, you there? Miss Kiki?
Kiki, Nate's call. I have my phone on mute, Godfather. Nate's caller, Kiki.
Yeah. Caller 501-0913. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Caller 501-0913. Your mic is open.
Hello?
That's the one that ain't paying attention, Joe.
Yeah.
When they like that Kiki, when you call them, they ain't paying attention. They got the hand up, but they ain't paying attention.
Close his mic up, Kiki. Is it any more hitting the one button?
No, sir.
All right, then. Well, we're going
to... But, Joe, I thought we'd had a bunch of people out there want to know about this here. To me, this was a doggone damn good topic. I know doggone well somebody out there had a question that we answered all of. I appreciate it if somebody just hit the one button and said we did a good job.
You ain't lying, Godfather, because, you know, I even was confused. That's why I got you on here. But you made it plain enough where a baby can understand it for me tonight, and I really appreciate that, Godfather.
I appreciate you having me, Joe. And the callers out there, I know we got some out there. Just at least hit the one button and let us know we did a good job, even if you ain't got nothing to add on to it, because what we did is try to answer all the questions, so you might not have no questions. But we appreciate everybody that's out there listening. Hit the one button and just let us know we did a decent job.
Right. They need to hear up and hit the one button, because by the last 10 minutes, I'm going to do a little bit of talk about the first annual Louisiana Last Call. So they need to hit the one button immediately.
You got a one button.
Okay, here, go ahead and open them up, sweetheart.
Caller 708-6369. Your mic is open.
Good afternoon, top of the evening. Cadillac Joe in the house. What's up, Bo? What's up, Godfather? What's happening?
All right, hey,
what's up, Bo?
Hey, I just want to let you know, man, I like this topic, man. You can't say no more. I agree with everything you said, Godfather. Godfather, you're very knowledgeable. I got to give a man his crown when it's due, and you got that from the Cadillac, man. But I'm going to let you know one thing. When that black, what would they call, Chattown, Windy City, come back to wherever town, dog, we got covered.
I do know, man. Okay, like, I appreciate you, props, but you know who gave me that name, the Godfather, don't you?
No, who gave you that name, Godfather?
You don't know who gave me the Godfather?
No, I don't know who gave you the Godfather.
Who show you on?
I'm on Mississippi Joe.
That's who gave me the damn name, the Godfather.
Oh, well. Well, hey, Joe, you props, you named him right, brother, because he's giving his logic and he's giving it like the fight is, baby. Because this is the first time I heard you come through strong, Bo. Bo, you came strong with this one here. But I'm going to let you know the Windy City coming, baby. We're going to be recognized. We're not going to be denied. Understand this. And we got all the girls pumping it up, midgets and all. It's going down. 13, baby, this fall. Watch and see. Check it. I'm on mute.
Godfather, what you got to say about that?
Hey, Cadillac, I'm going to give you props for saying that because what you said is the truth. But what Joe did was Joe called it Godfather on him because, see, he did exactly what he don't know what he did. He don't realize how good he did it by calling it Godfather. The reason I said it is, see, what y'all did is, and I applaud y'all for that, just like with Leaking Leon and Kid and y'all came on and gave Dunye his props because that's y'all boy. But see, the Godfather got to give universal props. I can't just single out one
hey,
man.
Wait, hold up, Godfather. Wait a minute. Let me interrupt you 1 minute, 1 second.
I'm to McKenna.
Hey, I'm not going to take nothing from the cold to the killer because that's a bad cat. I have to get by down, but, you know, like I say, Chattown, we come in. My only thing, my man had to step down and run that way to run that man. So when you got to run the boss, you got to do what it takes. But you know what you got to do now.
I know Joe finna talk about his race, so let me say this one thing. The Godfather finna sign off, but this ain't a dog talking. If y'all bring that motherfucker up there goddamn again, Cold Killer gonna slap the dog shit out of his ass a motherfucking again.
He ain't gonna slap nothing. Watch this.
Damn.
We'll see.
Now, that was a dog talking. That wasn't the Godfather. Now, that was a dog, man.
I understand. That's a dog, but I'm like this here, dog. I'm a friend. I'm a real true believer, man. That black wicked thing that boy got something, man. That boy, that's the closest race I ever seen that Cold Killer had to cut them flames on the like you said, you look at it on, it's about 3 different video shots on the video of that race. But you see how that flame came in. That man had to cut them flames on sooner than later.
Just like making love. You got to do what you got to do to make them come.
You got
to
do what you got to do, Godfather. And man, I
all right, let Joe take over
the show
because he ain't got but a couple of more minutes, though. Joe, appreciate you having me on here. I'm still on here. I'll be on here till you sign off, brother.
Okay, man. Thank y'all. But speaking of Dunye, my boy Fade to Black, he's locked in with Tony Thornton out of Dallas, Texas for November the 2nd. Another bad boy who a lot of people don't know about, but got a fast-running tennis-style Camaro out of Dallas, Texas. And I'm here to tell y'all, that race right there is worth the prize of admission by itself. Dunye and Tony Thornton with the no break clause because Dunye said that he's going to Cold Killer show and they doing it on the if now one of them break. No punk out will be paid. But they locked in for November 2nd, no problem raceway. That's Dunye and Tony Thornton out of Dallas, Texas. Both of them, two bad boys. If y'all don't know about Tony Thornton, just get on the internet and do your research. Also, Kenny Duke is locked in with Drill out of Tallentown, Mississippi. The two trucks going to go at it. Small block, big block. Both of them on wheelie bars. One with a strut front end, one with just a regular front end. Locked in. And so much more to come, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I want to tell y'all about the first annual Louisiana Last Call. There will be Test and Tune Friday night, November the 1st. Gates open at 9 a.m.
Racing starts at 12. $1,000, 28-29 shootout with $1,000 on top of the pot, $100 entry fee. Street car shootout, $500 on top of the pot, $50 entry fee. One's a 10-car minimum, one's an 8-car minimum. The street cars is a 10-car minimum. The 28-29s is a 8-car minimum. I'm sorry, 8-car minimum. We will have an invitational-only big-time shootout, $1,000 on top of the pot. When we get there, everything is going to be ran as illustrated and direct. We will have number one, two lanes strictly for grudge racers and grudge racers. It will be a priority for grudge racers only. Me personal, going to make it my personal business to know that it's strictly grudge racers in that lane. You're not going to be able to come up there and make like you grudge racers. Get in the way. I'm going to have to see the lockup money and make sure that one and two, you're grudge racing. It is going to be for grudge racing only, and grudge racing will be a priority. So, ladies and gentlemen, if it happens to rain that Saturday, we will do the show that Sunday. So, when you're coming to No Problem Raceway, there's planned to come for the weekend. If you're coming from out of town, the airport is right there in Killeen, Louisiana. The track is about 35, 40 minutes from the airport. Easy, simple. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one of the best shows of the year. I didn't say it was going to be the best show of the year, but it's going to be amongst the best shows of the year. It's going to be a great show. I appreciate Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, everybody for coming out. Support me. I'm thanking you in advance, and I'm claiming this. Just like my mama used to say when I was a little kid, just claim it. You know, the Lord said claim it, and that's what I'm doing. So in order for us to keep bringing this good grudge racing, the who's who's, down to Louisiana, we're going to need support. And I promise you all have my word. If we keep getting the support, Louisiana ain't seen nothing yet. And I got a real short show tonight. My niece have a lot of things she have to do. I just want to thank her for being so nice to come on tonight. Also, if you want to know what else is going on with the show, tune in to Boomer on Wheels on Monday night at 7 p.m. The number is 347-215-8762. More lockups are to come because Boss Bynes is locked up with two or three people that from down in this area that I'm going to announce as it gets closer and closer. And Turbo Tim and CC and Jody and all those guys wants to be locked in, and a couple more people. And remember, it don't have to be a lot of lockups to have unreal action. If you can recall, ladies and gentlemen, in the old days, we didn't lock up. We just came to the track and got our man. So either way, this is going to be an event that you don't want to miss. The Louisiana Last Call, it's going to be off the hinges, not off the chain, off the hinges. Motorcycles are welcome. Shine is going to call out every grudge bike in the world. Shine from Memphis. Bring your barbecue grills. Enjoy yourself. Gates going to open at 9 a.m. Racing going to start at 12. If you have any questions, contact me at 601-408-5133, and I will accommodate you the best that I can. I would like to thank everybody for tuning in to this little old country boy show. I really appreciate everybody that shows me all this great love. I don't take it for granted, and I'd like to say thank y'all. And at this time, Kiki,